Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Janet Entine.
Hi, John.
And now we have a huge, huge honor. We have Councilwoman Vivianna Russell. Councilwoman Vivianna Russell is from the 1st District. And I know Vivianna for X number of years now.
Yes.
And honestly, to know Vivianna is to love Vivianna because
Aww.
She works for her people, which
Thank
is the most
you.
Important. And when I say, you know, the town is broken up into 6 districts. And even though every council person helps out the others,
yes.
come voting and everything else, you know, their main job is their district.
Absolutely.
You know, so, and that's what's so important. And so we're so fortunate in North Hempstead that each one of the council people respects and works for their district.
Absolutely.
So it's a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
We're going to go all over the place, but the first one I want to start with is what brought you into politics and to run for the council the first time?
Oh, my goodness. So that's a long story.
I
don't
know,
think we have enough
fine.
Time.
That's
but
fine.
Long story short, my predecessor, Robert Troiano, I met him when I was working as a program coordinator for senior residents at Magnolia Gardens in Westbury, Newcastle. And the conditions at Magnolia Gardens was horrible. It was horrific. They had rodents and the building just wasn't clean. And so management wasn't really taking care of the building. So I was hired as a consultant working through a weed and seed initiative to work with the residents to help them advocate for themselves. So I got together with some of the residents. They formed a committee. We started out with about 10 and then they kind of dwindled off and we wound up with about 4 or 5 residents. And we started writing letters to all of the elected officials. And we found out that the town of North Hempstead was giving funding to the Housing Authority. And so we called on the town of North Hempstead to be accountable for what is happening at Magnolia Gardens. And out of all of
And you're
of
doing
them,
this as a consultant?
As a consultant.
Nothing to do with the government
nothing
whatsoever.
Nothing to do with government. I wanted nothing to do with government
okay,
at
okay.
all. And the only elected official that responded out of about 5 different elected officials that I wrote to on every level of government was Robert Troiano. And he came and he met with the residents. They were irate. And he walked in the door and he turned beet red because the residents just kind of went and lit into him. And he walked out and said, okay, you have to get them to stop. And I said, I absolutely will not. You mm-hmm. have to do something. You have to make something happen here. You see the building. It was in deplorable conditions. And that started a dialogue. And things started to change on that front with the seniors. And he saw something in me that, you know, I didn't think that I would ever want to pursue. But he said, you would be a great community advocate. You would be a great person to represent this community. And so when he decided to move on, he called me and asked me if I would run for the seat. And that's a short version because in between time, he called me on many occasions to run for many different things. And I always said no.
Oh, okay.
But this time when he called, I didn't just hang up the phone and say no. I told him I'd listen to him and that's how it happened.
Long that's funny. I know you for years and I know Robert. I didn't know the story.
Yes.
I never
yes.
knew how you
and
got
it
involved.
All started with seniors, working with seniors.
Wow.
Yes.
That's tremendous.
Yes.
And just to go for another biggie mm-hmm. was the casino stop that you
yes.
guys were very involved
oh,
with.
Oh, yes. Yes. That was huge. So OTB was proposing to put a casino in Westbury. And although it wasn't in the town of North Hempstead, it was directly across the street
right.
from our residence. And the impact would have been enormous. And so myself, Supervisor Bosworth, Mayor Cavallaro, and some other elected officials joined bands with the community. There was a Stop the Casino group that was organized by John Viscusi from Carl Place. And we joined bands with them, and we were able to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
There was one meeting. There was about 2,000 people at St. Bridget's. And the community came together, and we spoke up, and we spoke out, and we got it stopped.
Very
and
quickly.
Was,
I mean, once it came to fruition, that was it.
Yes. So we found out mm-hmm. about it right over the Christmas, New Year's break. I think
okay.
it was a few days after Christmas that this was coming to Westbury.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say within a month and a half, 2 months later, we got it stopped.
That was, it was amazing.
It was amazing.
The time, it was,
the momentum in the community
yeah.
was amazing to see all different levels of government. It didn't matter what political party you were affiliated with.
Right.
The community came together, and we were able to work on something tremendous for the community.
And those moments are all too rare, so that was
it was
very
a rare
noteworthy.
Moment.
Right.
Was, yes,
but that just
great.
The shame of that, yet the positive of that is it shows what can happen
right.
yes.
when you work
yes.
together.
Yes,
everybody has their little deal, and it's like nothing gets done.
Exactly.
This was one situation where everybody realized the right thing to do was stop this.
And we
and you cross party lines, everybody just got together, and it was squashed so quick, it just seemed like an immense,
yes,
you know.
Yeah, it was fantastic. And so one thing I have to say is, so, you know, we're in our offices and in our positions because of politics. You know, it takes politics. But once you're in office, you have to put the politics aside.
Right.
You know, it doesn't matter. Your party affiliation doesn't matter once you're in office. You are there to serve the residents, and you have to do so regardless of what party they belong to.
I agree with that 100%. Yes. You know, the only time, maybe at the highest levels, there comes a degree, party has to be somewhat involved. But when you're in, and this is local government.
Mm-hmm.
Local government, you answer to the people.
You do. And all levels, you really answer to the people. But I understand what you're saying. Sometimes the political influence is a little bit heavier.
Right. As a higher up you go and you need certain things, you do have to. I'm not saying give in. You should never sacrifice your beliefs for something.
Yes.
But on this level, which is the most important, because this is the level that affects a person's life.
The most, yes.
I go to bed at night comfortable that the garbage was picked up, the street was cleaned, et cetera, et cetera. Simple mundane things that only occur because the council people and the supervisor make sure that the place is running properly.
Yes.
You know, there's the wars and stuff like that. We're not going to stop them on this level.
No.
You know, but everyday life, which is what we enjoy, is a result of the work of Viviana and the other councilwomen, especially in North Hempstead.
Yes, and it's a pleasure to do it.
Good.
Yeah.
Environmentally.
Yes.
Okay, that's an important issue, and I know you're involved there. Some of the issues, I mean, clean air. You know, the other night I was with Tony Durso, and he sponsored a bill in reference to having local agencies oversee environmental concerns on a regional level, which makes sense. I mean, you shouldn't hire some company in California to oversee a water project we're doing on Long Island.
Yes,
they don't know the people. They don't know this. Mm-hmm. It could be the greatest company in the world. It should be local. But I know you're involved with community cleanup, with environment, all the stuff which is so personal but important.
Yes. So the environment is very dear and near to my heart. We just left Earth Day a couple of days ago, and we were at the different schools talking to the kids. Okay. And you'd be surprised how knowledgeable the kids are at such a young age. We were at Cherry Lane School in Carl Place, and those like first and second graders, they are so smart. Like the things that they know now, I had no idea when I was there.
I agree.
None.
I agree. I
none
see it in
whatsoever.
My grandchildren. Then, and, you know, in first, second, third, fourth grade, I mean, they know like a college kid.
They do. The stuff that they know about the environment is really amazing. And so when you talk about the environment, the Yes We Can Community Center, that's in the heart of Newcastle, which is in my district, the idea to make that building a green building came from a fifth grade class at Drexel Avenue School.
Really? I had no idea. Okay.
Yes. And so, you know, making sure that our environment stays safe and clean, it's everyone's responsibility. And the fact that the kids get it, you know, they have a lot that they can actually teach us. They can teach us a tremendous amount about keeping the environment clean. And we have a lot of initiatives in North Hempstead. We work with every school district in North Hempstead with our recycling program. We have our rain barrels. We have a composting, which is very important. And it doesn't take a lot to do. It doesn't take a lot to do. In your everyday life, you can make such a huge difference just by recycling a bottle. Could you imagine if everyone in your street, if you drink 3 bottles a day and you have 10 houses on your street and you have 10 okay, not 10 people living in a house. So you don't want that. But if you have at least 2 or 3
violation,
people.
Violation, no.
Right, right. If you have like at least 2 or 3 people, you know how many bottles you can recycle in just one day? So it's tremendous. It's tremendous.
Here's the statistic. In 1970, there was 250 million gallons of water sold in plastic bottles.
Mm-hmm.
In 2015, there was over 10 billion.
Oh, wow. My goodness.
So imagine the number of bottles that has increased.
Yes.
Because, you know, there's none around here, but, you know, every place you go, there's plastic bottles. When I moved to a new office a couple of years ago, it was plastic bottles. And actually, I'm going to take credit. I got them to stop them. I went out and bought glasses, and I said, get one of those Poland Spring things.
Yes.
One person complained, we don't have a dishwasher. I said, you wash it out in the sink. You don't have a dishwasher. But I mean, honestly, the amount, that's one simple thing. But, you know, you have 10 people. You have people coming in for conferences and meetings. Plastic bottles, you don't finish them.
Right.
You have 2 inches of it and you're throwing it away.
Yes. And so what you have right there is very good. You can reuse your water bottles.
That's why I have a reusable. I fill it up.
Yeah, reusable bottles.
It makes sense. It really does. When, you know, and again, we're talking about, there's an Indian saying, Native American, that we didn't take the land from our ancestors. We're borrowing it from our children.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And it's so true, yes. Because it, as it gets worse and worse, this is what we're going to be leaving.
Oh, yeah.
And so any initiative to just reduce, and the kids are smarter.
They are.
Because we're smarter now, and we're trying to tell them.
But they I have to tell you, they're teaching us so much.
Oh, yeah.
So just last week, Nassau County Controller's Office held a entrepreneurial program where they had kids from all over Nassau County come in and present a business plan. And the two schools that are in my district, Westbury and Carl Place, both of them presented on environmentally friendly things. Westbury came up with a container made out of seaweed. Instead of, you know, the styrofoam containers that you get when you take out, instead of using styrofoam, their idea was to come up with a seaweed container. That's like brilliant.
Wow.
It's biodegradable. It goes right back into nature. So if they throw it in the ocean, you know, that's where it belongs.
Right.
And the kids from Carl Place came up with a recyclable material to make college wear for the different schools.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So it was just dynamic.
And it can be done. Eventually it will be done. Just and not pushing a movie. Plastic Paradise. It's a Netflix movie. Netflix movie.
Okay.
About this island someplace. I forget exactly where it is, but it's all the plastic thrown away. It doesn't dissolve. I didn't realize that. Plastic never goes away.
No, it doesn't.
And it'll break down, but if there's 1-inch square of plastic, it's still going to be 1 inch, but it might be 100 pieces now.
Right.
And the fish eat it, and this doesn't. You know,
it's
mind-boggling. And it begins here, you know, with the children,
mm-hmm.
with, you know, programs that you're doing in your district, to have two schools come up with, you know, one that they want to participate.
Yes.
You know, years ago, I was like, I'm not going to that. That's stupid. Who cares?
Yeah. And Carl Place won third place.
Oh, did they?
Yes, they did.
That was the seaweed or the?
The seaweed. No, sorry. The recyclable material.
Okay. Either one. I mean, the kids can go up with stuff like this. It's wonderful.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
and they have to, you know what? And this is, we're going into break. I do believe this is part of it. I think young children are encouraged today.
They are.
If you came up with an idea 25 years ago, you're like, oh, Vivianne, don't be stupid. And then you stopped.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying, you know, everybody did this, but, you know, today it's like a kid comes up with something, work with them.
That's right. Like, why not? Why not pursue it?
Yeah.
Thank goodness for that, right?
Yes.
It's the truth,
100%. Yeah, no, education has come a long way.
You know, the teachers, what they're looking for is to bring out what the child has, because the child has something. There's no question.
Right.
We're going to take our first break. We're talking with Vivianne Russell, and you're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.